Breathlessness can be a common symptom. Most people with breathlessness will feel a sensation of not being able to get enough air into their lungs. This can be a debilitating, frustrating, and often very frightening experience. When we are breathless, we tend to become very tense around our neck and shoulder areas and try to take bigger gasps of air. However, this actually results in our breathing becoming faster and more shallow. This in turn creates more anxiety and more breathlessness, leading to a vicious cycle. This creates muscle tension, uses up a lot of energy, and is not an efficient way of breathing, as it uses only a small proportion of our lung capacity. In order to re-educate your breathing, it is important to be aware of your posture and understand the positions which allow you to use your diaphragm and lower chest muscles. Often, a sitting position is useful for most people. Sit comfortably in a supported upright position. Make sure your hips are well back into the chair and your neck, shoulders and arms are relaxed. If this feels difficult for you, try putting pillows under your arms to relieve any tension. In your chosen position, try placing one hand on your midriff just below your rib cage and become aware of your breath. Try to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Try to keep your shoulders and upper chest as relaxed as possible. As you breathe in, try to feel the air moving down towards the bottom of your chest and feel your tummy lift gently below your hand. Then feel it lower again as you breathe out. Try not to force the breath, allow it to come naturally. This may not feel natural to begin with, but will improve with practice. Once you begin to become confident, aim to work towards making your out-breath longer than your in-breath, in a ratio that feels comfortable to you. You could try using the phrase in, out, rest. You may also find that using gently pursed lips on the out-breath can help. Try practicing this technique initially when you are resting and not breathless, so that you become familiar with it and gain confidence. Then you can begin to apply it to situations when you are feeling breathless or anxious, and use it to help manage your symptoms.